The race. Sunlight, a starter's gun, the crack of dawn, and she is off. Coiled energies of thought, idea, need, hope, expectation, fear, in ever-tightening, writhing rounds, compressed to fit maniacally within the scope of mind impotent to birth form, to realize, to give thought, actuality, now waked, spring forth to furious action called. Unleashed potential, hungry for release, zealous to capture territory jeopardized by sleep. The race is on against herself and all that threatens to impede the undammed torrent of pragmatic purposes, numbered designs. With little love enough to give to less substantial things than these, pictures she's hoarded through the night against the morning's emptiness, she pours herself with restive zeal into the unsuspecting day. The breach, innocent of intent, falls vanquished, helpless to compete. Humanity, the veiled needs that can or will not press themselves upon her craning consciousness, falls victim to her tyranny and dies a little more each day. The litany of demands, of goals, insistent, unrelenting chant, into ungraceful and uncharted time, pushes and prods and lures, hurtled in heady seeming flight against the boundaries of being, she breaks the hold of place and soars, imagination's wings imperiled. Ah, Icarus, you flee too far from level plains, from personhood, and surely someone will be hurt as in the ensuing battle mind contends with fleshed reality. At times her body must cry out in pain to have its voice heard. Oblivious to more subtle signs, unwillingly she stops, frustrate, begrudging the demands of weak and uncooperative flesh. She chafes against constraining bounds, the slow banality of form, preferring imitation sleep, where idea idolized confronts no other, no impediment. At bedtime, having thus all day so disremembered self, neglected essences for accidents, sped past all pain, heedless and numb, she sleeps again, but fitfully, mind circling round to catch at the elusive, subtle-coded hint that something she's forgotten lies beneath the shifting surface of her sketchy memory of the day. As usual, the nagging sound of this small voice rapidly drowns in the upsurging but convenient tide of vain imaginings. Dancing before her inner eye are plans and virtues shining bright, all but accomplished, shy of flesh. Perfected thus, demanding not, they lull her back to dreamless sleep. Morning's cramped coil begins to form anew as images seduce her unavailing mind into a sleep that mimics true repose. If only she could truly rest, unwind the convoluted brain and still the clockwork movements of the tortuous inner machine. Then one who knows her better than she ever knew herself could win the race on her behalf and win her to himself, a soul infleshed, quickened to life within his gaze, attendant only to the voice that calms all storms, she'd wake, refreshed, becalmed, beloved, finally free, emptied, a mere capacity, bereft of the false sovereignty that, unruled and usurping, has smothered and quenched the fire of love with violent, uncreative flames. Ravished by and relinquished to the Sabbath rest of Sabbath's Lord, plunged to her depths in Sabbath peace, by his torrential grace restored, united, husbanded, made whole, slowed to a singleness of soul, unmirrored now, true face to face, undriven, still. And so the race is won.